The Last Leaf and Other Stories by O. Henry. Copyright Burlington Books 2001.
The Last Leaf. There is an area of New York called Greenwich Village. Unlike the rest of the city, which has its straight streets running at right angles to each other, Greenwich Village is full of little winding streets and squares. The buildings and apartments in the village are mostly very old and picturesque, often Dutch in style, and the rents are low. Many artists and people interested in art came to live in the village, attracted by the cheap prices and the bohemian way of life that they found there. At the top of an old three-story brick house, Sue and Johnsy had their studio. Johnsy was what her friends called Joanna. One was from the state of Maine, the other from California, and they were both painters who had come to New York to become famous. They met in a restaurant on 8th Street and found that their tastes in food were so similar that they decided to set up a studio together. That was in May. In November, a cold, invisible stranger, whom the doctors called pneumonia, arrived in the city, touching people here and there with his icy fingers. On the east side of the city, he made rapid progress, finding many victims. But in the narrow, winding streets of the village, his progress was slower. But he touched Johnsy. She lay, hardly moving, on her painted iron bed, looking through the small Dutch window at the blank side of the next brick house. One morning, the busy doctor invited Sue into the hall. He looked very serious. "She has one chance in, let us say, 10, to live," he said. "And that chance depends on her will to live. But your little friend has made up her mind that she's not going to get well. Has she anything on her mind?"
She wanted to paint the Bay of Naples someday," said Sue.
"Paint? Nonsense! Has she anything more important on her mind? A man, for example?"
"A man?" said Sue.
"No, doctor. There is nothing like that on her mind." "Well, it must be her weak condition, then," said the doctor. "I will do everything that medical science can do for her. But when one of my patients starts believing that she is going to die, I subtract 50% from the power of medicine to cure her. If you can get her to ask one question about the latest fashions, I will promise you a 1 in 5 chance for her, instead of 1 in 10.
After the doctor had gone, Sue went into the studio and cried. Then, hiding her sadness, she went into Johnsy's room, carrying her drawing board and singing. Johnsy lay in bed, very still, her face turned towards the window. Sue stopped singing, thinking Johnsy was asleep. She arranged her board and began drawing an illustration for a magazine story. Young artists have to find some way of earning a living while they are trying to become famous. But while she was working, she heard a low sound, repeated several times. She went quickly to the bedside. Johnsy's eyes were wide open. She was looking out of the window and counting backwards. 12, she said. And a little later, 11, 10, 9, then 8 and 7, almost together. Sue looked out of the window. What was Johnsy counting? There was only the empty yard and the blank side of the brick house next door. An old, old vine with dead roots climbed halfway up the brick wall. The cold breath of autumn had blown nearly all the leaves from the vine so that its branches were almost bare. 6, said Johnsy, almost whispering. They're falling faster now. 3 days ago there were almost 100. It made my head ache to count them. But now it's easy. There goes another one. There are only 5 left now.
5 what, dear? Tell your Sue.
leaves on the vine. When the last one falls, I must go too. I've known that for 3 days. Didn't the doctor tell you?
Oh, what nonsense! Exclaimed Sue. How can there be a connection between old vine leaves and your getting well? And you used to love that vine so much, you naughty girl. Now, don't be silly. You know, the doctor told me this morning that your chances for getting well very soon were... Now, what exactly did he say? He said the chances were 10 to 1. Now, please, try to drink some soup, and let me get back to my drawing so that I can make some money to buy some port wine for my patient and some pork chops for myself.
You needn't get any more wine, said Johnsy without taking her eyes from the window. There goes another leaf. No, I don't want any soup. That leaves just 4. I want to see the last one fall before it gets dark. Then I'll go, too.
Johnsy, dear, said Sue, bending over her, will you promise to keep your eyes closed and not look out of the window until I have finished working? I must have these drawings ready by tomorrow. I need the light, or I would close the blind.
Can't you draw in the other room?
Asked Johnsy coldly. I'd prefer to be here with you, said Sue. Besides, I don't want you to keep looking at those silly vine leaves.
Tell me as soon as you've finished,
said Johnsy, closing her eyes and lying white and very, very still,
because I want to see the last one fall. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of thinking. I want to let go of everything and fall down, 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 just like one of those poor, tired leaves.
Try to sleep, said Sue. I must ask Berman to come up and be my model for the man I'm drawing. I'll only be away for a minute. Don't try to move until I come back. Old Berman was a painter who lived on the ground floor below Sue and Johnsy. He was more than 60 years old and was full of failure in art. For 40 years he had spoken of painting a masterpiece, but he hadn't yet begun it. For several years he had painted nothing, except now and then some commercial or advertising work. He earned a little money as a model for the young artists in the village who did not have enough money to pay a professional model. He drank a lot of gin and still talked of the masterpiece he intended to paint. He was a fierce little old man who made fun of any softness in anyone, but considered himself the protector of the 2 young women in the studio above him. She found Berman smelling strongly of drink in his badly lit room. In one corner was an easel with a blank canvas, which had been waiting for 25 years to receive the first line of the masterpiece. Sue told him of Johnsy's strange idea, and how she feared that her friend would indeed die, being as light and fragile as a leaf herself. Old Berman, with obvious tears in his eyes, shouted his anger at such an idiotic idea.
What? He cried. Are there people in this world who are foolish enough to die because leaves fall from a vine? I have never heard of such a thing. No, I will not pose as a model for you. Why do you allow such silly ideas to get into her head? Oh, that poor little Miss Johnsy.
She is very ill and weak, said Sue, and the fever has left her mind full of strange ideas. Very well, Mr. Berman. If you do not wish to pose for me, you needn't. But I think you are a horrible old man.
You are just like a woman, yelled Berman. Who said I will not pose? For 30 minutes I have been trying to say that I am ready to pose. This is not the place where someone as good as Miss Johnsy should lie ill. Some day I will paint a masterpiece, and we will all go away.
Johnsy was sleeping when they went upstairs. Sue pulled the blind down and motioned to Berman to go into the other room. Once in the room, they both looked fearfully out of the window at the vine, then at each other. A steady, cold rain mixed with snow was falling. Berman, in his old blue shirt, sat to pose for Sue. When Sue awoke the next morning, after only an hour's sleep, she found Johnsy with dull, wide-open eyes, staring at the closed green blind.
Pull it up. I want to see,
she ordered in a whisper. Sue obeyed. But what a surprise! Even after heavy rain and strong winds that had continued all night, one vine leaf was still hanging against the brick wall. It was the last leaf on the vine. Still dark green in the middle, but yellow round its edges, it hung bravely from a branch about 6 meters above the ground.
It is the last one, said Johnsy. I was sure it would fall during the night. I heard the wind. It will fall today, and I will die at the same time.
Oh, my dear, said Sue, putting her tired face next to Johnsy's on the pillow. Think of me if you won't think of yourself. What would I do? But Johnsy didn't answer. The long day passed slowly, and even in the darkness of evening, they could see the one vine leaf hanging from the branch against the wall. And then, with the coming of the night, the north wind began to blow again, and the rain began to beat against the windows. In the morning, when it was light enough, Johnsy told Sue to raise the blind. The vine leaf was still there. Johnsy lay for a long time looking at it, and then she called to Sue, who was preparing some chicken soup for her.
I've been a bad girl, Sue, said Johnsy. Something has made that last leaf stay there to show me how bad I was. It is wrong to want to die. You may bring me a little soup now, and some milk with a little port wine in it, and... No, bring me a mirror first. Then put some pillows round me, and I will sit up and watch you cook.
An hour later, she said,
Sue, one day I hope to paint the Bay of Naples.
The doctor came in the afternoon, and Sue had an excuse to go into the hall with him as he left. Even chances, said the doctor, taking Johnsy's thin, shaking hand in his. With good nursing, you'll win. And now I must see another patient who lives downstairs. Berman, his name is. Some kind of artist, I believe. Pneumonia, too. He is an old, weak man, and he has a very bad attack. There is no hope for him, but he'll go to hospital today to be made more comfortable. The next day the doctor said to Sue, She's out of danger. You've won. Good food and care now, that's all. That afternoon, Sue came to the bed where Johnsy lay, happily knitting a very blue and very useless scarf, and put an arm around her.
I have something to tell you, she said. Mr. Berman died of pneumonia today in the hospital. He was only ill for 2 days. They found him 2 days ago in his room, helpless with pain. His shoes and clothes were wet and icy cold. They couldn't think where he had gone on such a terrible night. And then they found a lantern still lit, and a ladder, and some brushes and a palette with green and yellow colors mixed together, and... Look out of the window, dear, at the last vine leaf on the wall. Didn't you ask yourself why it never moved when the wind blew? Ah, darling, it's Berman's masterpiece. He painted it there, the night the last leaf fell.